political system. You remember when we came in here for the election that got stolen? Praise the Lord. I'm talking about here. Remember that? Well, I told you that there were two individuals that had really been instrumental in throwing that election. And one was, of course, Squeaky himself. And the other one was the Secretary of State, Michael Adams. And I told you that because the laws have gotten changed, you know, here in Kentucky, we're fortunate that we have a conservative House and a conservative Senate. And when that COVID thing hit and they were out of session and Squeaky wouldn't call them into session, and so he just tried to dictate through executive order shutting down churches. Of course, you and I made the front page of the State Journal because of our stand. And he called us out. When I say Squeaky, I'm talking about that so-called individual in that governor's mansion over there. And so the session that just happened here, the legislative session that just happened, there was a lot of laws that just got passed to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hallelujah. And so, before I preach tonight, I want to show you a little clip of our brother Lee Watts. All right, so listen to this. Need volume.
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative Christian and common sense point of view. Well, the Kentucky legislative year has ended. That is correct. The legislature will not be making any more.
Thank you, Jesus. When you listen to this, and I didn't realize this until after the Lord put something in my heart. What's the deal, Donald?
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative Christian and common sense point of view. Well, the Kentucky legislative year has
caused me to pray. you just don't realize. Hallelujah. Calm down. Mama Alberta tell me to calm down. If only you knew what I was going to release in this place. You don't want me calm down. Hallelujah. I got a good word for you. God's about to turn some things around. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Well. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative Christian and common sense point of view. Well, the Kentucky legislative year has ended. That is correct. The legislature will not be making any more laws for the remainder of 2024. There are a little bit more than 1,200 new laws that have been proposed during the past few months. We have covered a ton of these on the program, which is why I hope you watch each week, you hit that subscribe button, so you can hear about this stuff that the mainstream media is not telling you about. Well, after the laws were passed, then those that were voted on were sent to Andy Beshear, where he could either sign or veto them. Well, he vetoed a ton of them. He sent them back to the legislature. And I want to talk about the ones that the legislature decided to override the vetoes, things which are now law. Now, Kentuckians love sports. Anybody who's been here more than about 2 days can tell you Kentuckians love their sports. So I want to give you a sports analogy on how the veto override process went. There's a veto process as a sports game. You got the legislature on one side, Andy Beshear on the other, and his vetoes in the middle. And the legislature said, no, we're overriding this one, we're overriding that one, and we're overriding this one as well. Of course, the Democrats tried to prop him up with their woke ideology, but the legislature said, I don't think so, overridden all of your stinking vetoes. In a slow motion, you got Andy Beshear, and then the state legislature says, ride on a veto's overridden. Budget bill veto's overridden. Your anti-con veto overridden. Trying to appoint yourself to replace Mitch McConnell veto, boom, overridden. And the crowd goes wild. Yes, the Kentucky State Legislature kept smacking Andy Beshear's power in the face, overriding tons of his vetoes all day long and into the evening. He had vetoed 6 Senate bills, 14 House bills, and 1 concurrent resolution. I want to talk about some of those of note that have been overridden and are now Kentucky law. Let's start with House Bill number 5. This was a big anti-crime bill. Andy Beshear, during his time, crime rates have skyrocketed, specifically in Louisville. He's cut support for the state troopers. One of the state representatives, Jared Bowman, said this about Andy Beshear's veto of this anti-crime bill. Beshear again used misinformation and fear-mongering to distract from the fact that his actions show he is more concerned about offending criminals than protecting innocent Kentuckians. Yes, his actions have shown repeatedly during his administration that he is all about fear-mongering and, again, protecting the criminals instead of protecting innocent victims of crime. So the state legislature overrode that veto, passed this very strong anti-crime bill. Let's talk about another one that Andy Beshear vetoed. There's two that had to do with the same thing. There was House Concurrent Resolution 8 and House Bill 263. What these would do is set up commissions that would examine how the Jefferson County public schools are being run. Are they being run to the maximum efficiency or effectiveness? Because we are seeing incredibly low scores coming out of Jefferson County. And so the legislature would like to form a commission just to look into how is this thing being run and why is it doing so poorly when compared to the rest of the state and nation. Oh, Andy Beshear vetoed that. He doesn't want even to look into this, but the state legislature overrode that veto. And this commission will be examining the effectiveness of the Jefferson County Public Schools Administration. Let's look at Senate Bill number 16. This would make food processing plants and animal feeding plants here in Kentucky become protected infrastructure. Has anybody been paying attention the last few years how we have all these food processing plants that are being removed, taken out of business, or destroyed through all these mysterious accidents? Well, Senate Bill 16, Andy Beshear vetoed it, but the legislature overrode him to say, listen, we're going to make these protected infrastructure facilities, and we need to step in to do that. Let's talk about House Bill number 622. Boy, is this an important one, especially in what's probably coming up in the very near future. It would say that the way to replace a senator, because Mitch McConnell's in poor health, everybody and their dog knows it, except probably Joe Biden. He probably doesn't realize this. But Mitch McConnell's in poor health. If he were to die in office, Andy Beshear would really like the ability to appoint himself as replacement to Mitch McConnell. However, House Bill 622 said you're not allowed to do that. Instead, we're going to change this process, and replacing a dead senator will come up to a vote of the people of Kentucky. Well, Andy Beshear vetoed this. Trying to appoint yourself to replace Mitch McConnell, veto, boom, overwritten. He wants to appoint the replacement. He doesn't want to have an election. He went on record saying that, quote, he deserves that authority, end quote. Well, the Kentucky State Legislature thought the people of Kentucky deserved that authority to choose Mitch McConnell's replacement if he should pass away. So House Bill 622 has taken this power away from the governor to appoint the replacement, and has made it instead there will be an election to replace any senator that would happen to pass away while in office.
That's huge.
Then there's House Bill number 513, which would say it is only the state legislature which may add to or take away from the Kentucky State Capitol different historic monuments. Now, the reason this all came up is a few years ago, Andy Beshear ordered this historic monument to be removed from the Capitol. It was a statue of Jefferson Davis. Whether you thought Jefferson Davis should be removed or not, you have to admit it was done illegally and unethically, because this is how Andy Beshear did this. First of all, he ordered the statue removed, and he doesn't have any authority to do this. This, up until this law, it was the Division of Historic Properties which could make this decision. Andy started having the statue removed before the commission said he could do this or not. He did this at a cost of $225,000 to the people of Kentucky. The job should cost about $5,000. So Andy Beshear gave this contract with no legal authority or incredibly overpriced as a no-bid contract, and he gave this super expensive no-bid contract illegally to his campaign contributors. We ran a story about that back when it happened. If you want to look it up, the Lexington Herald Leader then ran a story about our article the next day. So what he did was incredibly illegal, unethical. So the state legislature has said, listen, you appoint this commission that does this, we're taking that authority away from you, Andy, because again, you're doing things illegally. So if any statues are going to be added or removed from the Kentucky Capitol, it must be with the authority of the people's elected voice in the state legislature. Let's talk about House Bill number 44. This would say that the Secretary of State is required under the law to send an annual report to the state legislature. By the way, the people will be allowed to see this report that is talking about all the voter roll cleanup activities. Why in the world Andy Beshear would say, I don't want this report written about voter rolls and trying to clean them up. And I sure don't want the people to see it. Andy Beshear vetoed it, but the legislature overrode that veto and said, listen, Secretary of State, you're going to show us what you are doing, because we've had a problem the last 4 years or so. The Secretary of State, Michael Adams, goes around the state bragging how he's removing all these people from the voter rolls to get rid of them. And then about 30 or 45 days before the election, he adds them back on and then brags after the election how he's removing all these people. It's the same people over and over again. So the state legislature says, no more of that. We want to see a report every single year. The last bill I want to talk about today is Senate Bill number 143. Andy Beshear did not veto this bill, but he didn't sign it either. Under Kentucky law, if a governor doesn't sign or doesn't veto, then it'll become a law anyway. Well, that's the option that Andy Beshear chose this time. And it's not Andy Beshear's lack of action on this, which I think is most important. It's what the state legislature did. Everybody pay attention to this. Senate Bill 143 says you must be a citizen of the Commonwealth of Kentucky if you are to vote in the elections of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Now, you would think that'd be a no-brainer, but in today's environment, they realized that's not actually in the law, so we need to add that requirement into the law. Now, here's the amazing thing. This did get passed. It has become law, but I'm going to show you now the voting record of the people who voted for this, the people who voted against it, and surprisingly, the people who chose the same path as Andy Beshear, and they just didn't take any action on this at all. So here's the list of the people in the Kentucky State Senate. You see there in the top, the people who voted yes, you should have to be a citizen to vote in our elections. In the middle there, this is the name of the people who voted no. And at the bottom, these are people who didn't vote at all. People, their county didn't even get a say in this. Well, that's the Kentucky Senate side. Here is the Kentucky House of Representatives. Again, if they voted yes at the top, no in the middle,
you see,
and people
Graham,
who didn't vote at all.
You see, Graham.
So if you find your legislators and if you like what they
gotta get rid of him,
send them a message saying, hey, I appreciate the way you voted on this bill requiring people be a citizen in order to vote. If you don't like the way they voted or failed to vote at all, give them a call, send them a letter, send an email saying, hey, how
That's
come
good.
I didn't get a voice on this?
That's good.
It might be that it was as simple as I wasn't in the legislature that day. I was homesick, or maybe they just didn't feel strongly.
They passed a law, you have to be a citizen to vote. But Graham come against it. See, we got to get him out of there. So anyways, that's that. Thought you might want to see. Remember when I told you Squeaky over there is like a passer in a deacon-possessed church. He can't do nothing, right? So he's just the governor and pitcher only, and he ain't sleeping very well because people that have egos like that, when they don't get their way, they go nuts. Okay, let's get in the Word. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. We're living in a time where Israel retaliated and just let that bully that's just running his mouth, can't back it up, Iran, know that they can take you out whenever they want to take you out. And it don't make no difference what all the other countries in the world want to say or even what that fake president wants to say. And so we're living in, they're just even posting it, anti-Israel. Now, you remember when God changed Jacob's name to Israel? Remember that? Well, that means to rule as God. So when you see anti-Israel on your television or on your phone or whatever, it's against the rule of God. They don't want the rule of God in their lives. Okay, so in 1 Timothy chapter 4, are you there? Let's put our eyes on verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now when it says depart from the faith, it's not talking about they quit going to church, because we know faith is a law. It's a kingdom law that allows us not only to please God, but to bring into this three-dimensional world fourth-dimensional manifestations called miracles, right? And so the Spirit speaks expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith message. You know, I've been preaching faith ever since I've been preaching. And I've seen people come and go. I've seen people get excited about faith and then just walk away from it or even come against it. You know, the Bible says fight the good fight of faith. It doesn't say fight faith. And, we just saw Dr. Savelle graduate to heaven. And, the people out there that come against the faith message, they'll say, well, what about that? What about that? You know, don't listen to none of that. Stick to your guns. What got you here, right? Now, it says here, the Spirit speaks expressly. In other words, he's trying to get this over to the people of God that in latter times, some going to depart from faith, giving heed, putting their attention to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. Now, I didn't really want to preach this tonight, but here we go. Go with me to Revelation. But I do want to please God. Revelation 2, Jesus is addressing the seven churches. And when we get to Thyatira, we see this in verse 18. Revelation 2:18. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works in the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, watch verse 20 carefully. I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Okay, I want to talk to you tonight and show you some things about the spirit of Jezebel. Now, listen up. You know, I wrote the book Seducing Spirits, and I don't ever really talk about that. I taught that whole series way back when I was a young preacher, blah, blah, blah. And I don't get off in this kind of teaching because people are liable to gravitate to it. It intrigues them more than just straight out faith teaching. So you guys are solid in the Word, and when God pushes my button, then I got to push yours, because Jezebels are coming down. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Jezebels are coming down. Now, maybe you don't know what a Jezebel spirit is, but I'm going to make it plain for you tonight, and you're going to see how this spirit works inside the church and outside the church. See? And the Spirit speaks expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith. And out of all the spirits that Jesus himself could have mentioned, he mentions Jezebel. So we need to find out about this spirit, because we know Jezebel from Ahab in the Old Testament, right? We do not know too much about Jezebel in the New Testament writings, all the way up until you get to Revelation, where Jesus mentions Jezebel. Are you following this? So when Jesus is addressing this Jezebel, certainly there could have been an actual woman named Jezebel, or, you know, an individual that was had that title, right? But when we look into this, you're going to see it's talking about that spirit. It's talking about, and when you understand how spirits operate in the good and in the bad, the spirit of Elijah, remember? He will come in the spirit of Elijah, right? We're not talking about reincarnation. We're talking about a mantle. We're talking about an anointing that was on somebody that was passed down. So same thing in the demonic realm with seducing spirits. However they've committed their lives to darkness, to Satan, they can pass that on. See? And here we are, 2024, with this Jezebel spirit that has been trying, and you're going to see this, that's been trying to shut the voice of God down. Talking about the church. And there's a lot of churches that need to be shut down because they're doing more damage to people than they are teaching them how to live effectively and victoriously. And so they preach a watered-down gospel. They preach a mysterious God. Sometimes he does, sometimes he don't. And people are out in that world where fear is just being thrown at them from every side, and they come into church and they hear more fear, right? And, you know, this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So I want to show you some things here about this Jezebel spirit, because, and listen, it's not limited to a woman. Let's make that clear. You know, the whole holiness movement, you know, came out, you know, if a woman had earrings on and had some lipstick on, use a Jezzy, right? Right? But they could be all suited up, the men, right? Something's wrong with them. Hallelujah. Well, I need to keep on moving here. Let's look at this verse 20. Because there are six things mentioned here in verse number 20 that we can find out how this spirit operates. Number one, she calls herself a prophetess. She calls herself a prophetess. Now, this is somebody that brings out false claims. Right? Well, we're seeing that with President Trump. See, we're seeing all kinds of accusations, claims. You know, you got that one woman claiming that he raped her and all this other stuff, you know. But if you're going to say you're a prophet, you better have the goods. You know, the Bible says he that says he has a gift is like a cloud that comes over and can't produce the rain. You know, they bring you all the way to where, okay, and nothing happens, right? Well, you remember Jezebel said about Elijah? Said about this time tomorrow, you're going to be dead. Remember that? In other words, she prophesied in 24 hours, Elijah be dead. Folks, Elijah still ain't dead. Y'all know Elijah went up. Right? I said, you know Elijah went up. The only time Elijah going to die, I believe it's him and Enoch. That's going to be the two witnesses during the tribulation. And then he only going to die for 3 days. Right? So Jezebel's prophecy did not come to pass. So in this YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook age that we live in, you got everybody and they're whoever prophesying about thus saith the Lord. Now, folks, I'm telling you, when you're going to say thus saith the Lord, you're going to stand in front of God one day and he going to say, did I say that? Right? So when you hear Pastor Philip prophesying, everything that comes out of my mouth, I'm going to have to stand in front of the Lord one day and give an account for every word that proceeds out of my mouth. You are too, right? But to whom much is given, much is required. In other words, I'm speaking into your ears. I'm speaking into your minds. I'm speaking into your hearts. I'm speaking into your destinies. See? And right here, she calls herself a prophetess. Now, I ain't got time to get off and all that, but we know she was not, right? But there was a fascination that she had, that spirit, that all those false prophets that Elijah would wipe out, remember that, would eat at her table, see? So apparently she had enough witchcraft going to have some kind of demonstration. Are you following what I'm saying? All right. So Jezebel is a false prophetess. Look at this. Jezebel's a teacher. She teaches pulpits and schools, right? That spirit of Jezebel wants a place of influence. Wants a place where I'll use she, but you understand it's not the female, it's that spirit, where she can teach her doctrine, her influence. Look what we got going on in the universities here in America. Look at Columbia University is going nuts right now with all this anti-Israel stuff because of what those kids are being taught in those colleges, in those universities, right? Not to mention what they're trying to do in the elementary schools, right? and all the way up through high school. That spirit knows that if I can get a platform to teach, then I can steer people off course, right? You following this? All right, the third one is Jezebel is a seducer. She caters to the flesh. Jezebel caters to the flesh. How many of you know that if you walk in the flesh, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap what? Corruption, right? Walk in the spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So Jezebel, a seducing spirit, caters to the flesh. And see, you and I have to learn how to crucify the flesh, because the flesh is crazy. Flesh is crazy. Flesh will eat too much. Flesh will spend too much. Flesh will sex too much. Flesh will get high too much. That's what just flesh left by itself. See, it's just totally out of control. Jezebel knows that and caters to that. See, and that's why, you know, just think about where you come from. How your flesh at one time was captivated by a certain craving, if you will, right? Jezebel knows that, and tries to cater to that part of your flesh. And that's why the voice of God, it tries to stop the voice of God, because you're taught not to yield to that. You're taught how to overcome that. You're taught how to not let flesh dictate in your life. Thank you for your enthusiasm tonight. If you only knew that I didn't really want to preach this, but I'm going to be obedient to God, so at least act excited. Number four, Jezebel is a fornicator. Now, when you hear the word fornicator, you immediately think of sex outside of holy matrimony, if you will. But what fornication spiritually is speaking about is getting into something before it's your season. How many of you know God's perfect ideal of marriage would be a virgin bride and a virgin groom? And a bunch of us messed all that up. We got into something before our season. That's why the Song of Solomon says, don't awaken that. Right? Right? And so fornication is Jezebel comes up to somebody before it's their time for their destiny to come forth. Right? Before it's their time to be operating in whatever God has gifted them to be. And now Jezebel starts showing them shortcuts, how to manipulate, how to push and shove to get into some position in the church, some position in that company, some position in that government. Y'all following this? You see that? See? And that's why we got to be led by the Spirit of God, not pushing for position, right? That's what Jezebels do. Okay. Number five, Jezebel is a feeder. Does it not say eat things? So she's feeding. How she uses news feeds. She'll use any kind of feeding platform she can to get people to swallow down what she has prepared. See, that's why you and I, Jesus said, be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. We cannot be ignorant of Satan's devices. And a lot of what's going on in churches and in the governments of this nation is a Jezebel spirit, along with other spirits, a Jezebel spirit that wants to control. We're going to see this. You all stay with me, all right? Wants to control the atmosphere and the region where it thinks it ought to prevail. Following this? And see, you can't control us. We're uncontrollable. We're unstoppable. Now, that doesn't mean we're not under control. We're just under control of Jesus. We're just under control of the Spirit of God. We're under control by the Word of God. Come on. But you know how many Christians, they're totally ignorant to God's Word? And they walk right into the blind leading the blind. They both fall into the ditch. Now, I'm not saying they're stupid people. They just don't know what the Word says. See? And when, if you're just going to try to take your born-again experience and never learn how to walk in the Spirit, never learn how to put on the armor of God, never learn how to pray, never learn how to swing the sword, and you're just going to try to hold on, see, until someday you leave this planet, you're in trouble, especially in the day we're living in. See, I was raised under that kind of doctrine. Just hold on, brother. Hold on, sister, there's a greater day coming. What do you mean there's a greater day coming? A greater day already came when Jesus rose from the dead. Come on, we got to step into this thing. Number six, Jezebel is an idolater. False worship. Now, folks, listen to me. Listen to your pastor. I'm all about the modern day praise and worship. I'm all about it. Right? But there better be some anointing and some demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Not just a bunch of people that, you know, are going through the motions and there's no results. There's no change. True worship, true praise, the anointing will come in. And when you get into true worship, you are going to be touched by God. Not just, you know, having this, I like that song, I want that album. Come on, because the whole end, it's turned into an industry out there, Christian music, that, you know, it's just, boom, people that couldn't make it in the secular turn to the Christian music industry and, you know, just start operating that way. False worship. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to 1 Kings as we continue to investigate Jezebel. 1 Kings 21. Jezebel's coming down. No, I'm talking about Jezebel's coming down. In the church and politically. That's what I'm going to release at the end of this service. Tonight, Jezebel is coming down, that spirit. And you're going to see it on the news. You're going to see it, church leaders being exposed. You think you've seen exposure so far in the church? You think you've seen exposure in the political arena so far? You better get ready. You better get ready. Now, those of you that you've been with me for X amount of time, you know I don't preach like this, right? But when I've been given an assignment by God on Friday night to speak this, I'm going to do it. Look at your neighbor and say, he are going to do it. I'm happy about it now. 1 Kings 21, are you there? Look at this, verse 25. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself. Interesting word there. Which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. Now, this is what that spirit wants to do, to sell your soul to the devil. He sold himself. Isn't that interesting that the Bible says he sold himself? You've heard the story, but it bears repeating right here. When the first song I wrote, you know, I had that rock and roll band. We're going to make our big break into fame and fortune. And I was writing songs for the devil, Midnight Madness and things like that, and dark songs and then love songs. Try to throw a love song in there every now and then. Then I got saved. And when I got saved, I thought my music was done. I mean, the songs you were hearing tonight, those are songs that I wrote, right? Hallelujah. And when I wrote my first song, Power of Faith, when I was in the process of writing that, I'm in my studio at the farm, and I got my guitar around my neck, got my writing paper ready to write, microphones on, and this is the first song I'm ever getting, and all of a sudden, from my lower left, came this voice, "Don't write that song." And up above here on my right, the voice of the Lord. Philip finished the song. And I'm in this battle. And God is my witness. That lower voice said, "If you don't write that song, I'll put you between John Cougar Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen." Now, those were two big rockers at the time, right? And that voice from above finished the song. Finished the song. Now, the enemy, you hear people talking about people selling their soul to the devil. It's true. It's true. And don't think it's not. Don't think it's just some Hollywood movie to try to scare people. Right here, he sold himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord. And when I cried out to God and wrote that song, that thing broken, and over 400 songs later, here we are. Come on now, right? Give God glory for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that spirit of Jezebel tries to get people to sell themselves to wickedness. That's why you see people that have crossed the line. They're not going to get saved. They've sold out. They've crossed over. They have one agenda, and that is that one world government. That one world takeover. And see, they have sold out for their place in their platform, whatever that may consist of. Not just outside the church, inside the church. Hello. Stuff's getting exposed, folks, right? Jezebel coming down. And when Jesus spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, it included that spirit right there. Come on now. And so it can only operate where somebody welcomes it, or somebody doesn't know about it and gives place to it. That's why the Bible says give no place to the devil, right? So a Jezebel spirit then, number 7, is it? Is a seller of fame and fortune. Power grab, right? This is what I'll give you. Remember when he was tempting Jesus? I'll give you all this if you just bow down, right? Well, let's look at number 8. Jezebel is a stirrer. Go back to that verse. There was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. All those protesters, Antifa, Black Lives Matters, all the Palestinian, all this stuff. Where's that stirring up coming from? See, you got Soros funded so-called protest, all this agitation that's going on, there's a spirit behind that. There's a spirit that's doing that. Are you following this? And you and I should not be blind, you know, whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them that believe not, unless the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. Right? Right? So Jezebel is an agitator. Agitator. Watch this. Racism. Come on. Agitator. Where's that thing coming from? Right? Where's all that coming from? See? You like a black car? Fine. I prefer white. Right? If you like purple, green, blue. But it's the same engine. It's the same engine. Come on, somebody. But what does Jezebel do? Jezebel is an instigator for power. Because if I can instigate, if I can cause people to riot, if I can cause people to come against one another, then my control, what I want to control, out of that, I get people to listen to what I'm saying. Are we reading the Bible? Okay. You can slip out now while Pastor's walking back to the pulpit. 2 Kings. Jezebel's coming down tonight. Ha ha. If ever you've been under a Jezebel spirit, maybe you had a boss, or even in a marriage, that spirit was evident and just tried to control you, or maybe your parents or whatever. See, a teacher, right? And that spirit just tries to dominate you and tries to control you, and you don't even know it. And you fall under the power of it, and you think this is the way life is. And it's not the way life is. Or you think God just dealt you that hand. See, you following this? Okay, let's go here to 2 Kings. I'll tell you that. Chapter 9. We found out 8 things about Jezebel so far, right? Now, 2 Kings 9, let's put our eyes on verse 22. And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace? So long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many." Here's 2 more attributes about a Jezebel spirit. She's a whore. Now, maybe you need to understand, don't be thinking physical, even though it could be. But that's just the flesh side of it. It's spiritual adultery. God refers to his people as committing adultery by leaving him. Right? I ain't got time to get into that. But that's what Jezebel tries to do. With whoredom, to get somebody involved in some other interest or religion other than how they were born on the planet in the new birth. Are you following this? Well, it also says witchcraft. Jezebel is a witch, mind controller. Let me camp out here a little bit. Mind controller. This is the way witchcraft operates. Witchcraft is not this deep spiritual thing. It operates from demonic spirits, but it has to operate on its victim through the flesh, And if the flesh does not respond, or it does respond, they want to take that individual deeper through the mind, through their emotions. Now follow me in this. Witchcraft. You and I have all operated in it unknowingly by getting somebody to react by your emotions. Your emotions affected their emotions to get a response that you wanted out of them. All right, y'all looking at me all holy tonight. There you are in a marriage, or parent with child, or co-worker with co-worker, and you get mad at that individual and you let them know you're mad. They try to talk to you and you're mad. You're using your emotion to get to their emotion to get a result that you want. Now see, if you're going to have a marriage like me and Mama Alberta, what are we, 38 years, something like that, and counting, marriage made in heaven, glory be to God. You cannot use your mind, your emotions, to get the other one to respond accordingly. In marriage, a lot of times, sex is used. Wife don't get what she wants. Husband don't get what she wants, or he wants, or whatever. So there's a withholding to get a result from the other one. Finances. Finances are withheld. Are you following what I'm saying? Putting pressure on you. That's all witchcraft. All of that is witchcraft. Now that we can get past that, we see that in some fashion, we were guilty of that, using our emotions to get a result, or having somebody else use their emotions to get a result out of us. See? And, you know, you can have somebody that you told them you were sorry, and they just play the thing. And they just play it and play it and play it. Why? To get a result out of you. They're trying to get you to do something. I said I was going to camp out here for a while. So mind control. See? So this Jezebel spirit really wants to control minds through emotion. That's why if that spirit can control somebody's mind, they can question their gender. Would somebody just say amen? This is difficult enough. I don't need a silent. Ain't nobody want to use their emotions right now. Right? Don't want to control pastor. Right? Okay, I'm with you. So witchcraft, yes, there are incantations. Yes, there are spells. Yes, there are the calling up and releasing curses and so on and so forth that the occult exercises in. That's a reality, right? But most, and you and I are protected from that, right? By the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. But you got to be aware of how people try to use emotions to affect your life. Come on now. Hallelujah. So we see these 10 attributes of the spirit of Jezebel, do we not? All right, shall we take a trip through the word now? 1 Kings 16. Should I stop? If ever there's a time I wanted you to say yes. It was on this one right here. Hallelujah. Because you know what we do on Friday nights, generally speaking. We have a faith teaching, the law of faith, right? But some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Kings 16, are you there? Let's put our eyes on verse 31. It's talking about Ahab. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal. You see Ethbaal? Now, he's all about Baal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he went as far as to rear up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. Now, this is Jezebel slithering in to leadership. Now, we're talking about high up in the government here, right? And I'm sure Jezebel was a looker, because we're going to see later on that she relied on that to try to keep from dying. Right? Right? How many of you know looks can be deceiving? Right? So Jezebel, when we first see her come on the scene, and when I say her, it's not gender. It's that spirit. Right? When we first see her come on the scene, it's bringing that spirit into a king, Ahab, that's supposed to be over God's people, to bring Baal worship into the government. Come on now. Now we see that going on in the church and in the political arena at the same time. At the same time, you got mainline denominations that started out in revival that are embracing homosexuality, not just in that it's a welcome lifestyle, but that you can be the pastor. Now, if somebody's struggling with homosexuality, come on in here. You're welcome. We'll pray for you. Get you free, but we're not going to say, oh, it's okay, that's just your preference. No, that ain't your preference. You got something wrong with your mind. You're sick in the head, and we're going to help you. And it's no different than, somebody being in adultery. They sick in the head too, right? Are you following what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So Jezebel seduces leaders. That's what that spirit is after. Wants that position, because if I can get in that position, then I can bring whoever is in that position that I've now got myself into to bring them into Baal worship. Remember Baal worship? They offer up children. It's called abortion. Just stick with me so I can finish this, just try to stay awake and so on and so forth. But I'm going to release this at the end of this service. Hallelujah. Jezebel's coming down. Yeah. So number one, Jezebel, Elder Trish, seduces leaders. See, and as a leader myself, in times past, not now, in times past when I was a younger preacher, people would come in and kind of push and shove, wanting position, see, and letting me know how gifted they were. Well, praise God. We're all gifted, the Bible says, right? And your gift will make room for you. So just chill out, right? But there's people that want a certain position because it's from that position they think they can rule and reign or have the fame and or fortune that they think they deserve. Hallelujah. Jesus, you made me do this. It's all on you. 1 Kings 18. First Kings 18, verse 4. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. Number two, Jezebel's cuts off prophetic voices. You seeing this? This is the attack. She's a false prophet. When I say she again, don't, you know, gals, hang with me. She calls herself a prophetess. Well, if you're going to be an effective prophetess, you got to cut off true prophets. Now, I'm telling you, the enemy hates prophets because God will do nothing unless he reveals his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. And this is what he's revealed to me about Jezebel's coming down. And he needs me to speak this tonight, so at the end, I got an atmosphere that I can release what I'm supposed to release. It's going to go way beyond these four walls. Hallelujah. So Jezebel cuts off prophets, Pastor Elizabeth. You see that? Well, look at verse 13 in that same chapter. Was it not told, my Lord, what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? Now, it's one thing to cut off their voice, cut off their platform, but she wants to kill them. Folks, we're dealing with something here, see? And God's had enough. I said, God's had enough of this. There's a shift coming to the body of Christ. The true church of the living God. We're not going to stay like we are in this configuration. We haven't been sowing. We haven't been standing. We haven't been praising. We haven't been walking through all the things we've walked through, those dry times, those hard times, those ups and down times. We haven't gone through all that to just survive. See, look at verse 19 in that same chapter. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. I brought this up a while ago, but Jezebel supplies false prophets. Fake news. Religious traditions. See? You'd be surprised how many believers that are actually born again don't even know who their God is. They have this view of God as, you know, come on, somebody. And there's enough preachers that'll preach that are being supplied by Jezebel. See? Jezebel didn't even have to be seen. She just had to be in that position. Ahab. Right? So she is supplying false prophets. That's a huge statement right there. When you see how true prophets of God are, if you allow this, underfunded. You understand what I'm saying? But all that's changing. Thank God for Brother Copeland. Hallelujah. And Dr. Jerry. Hallelujah. Don't you love him? Praise the Lord. His funeral is going to be next Friday in the afternoon. Hallelujah. How many of you have been affected by his ministry? Yeah, praise God for Jerry Savelle. Hallelujah. So Jezebel supplies false prophets. First Kings 19, verses 1 and 2. First Kings 19, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. You see, here's a true prophet. Jezebel's hearing all that Elijah had done. And withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Next verse, please. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah. I mentioned this earlier, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow, about this time. False prophet. Now, listen. Because I've heard preachers preach this, that Elijah fled for his life because of Jezebel. Now, you're talking about he just took care of 850 false prophets. He's called fire down. And this little Jezzy, he going to run from? It's not what the Bible says, but yet that's what's preached. What it says, I think it's in the book of Romans, that he ran because of them, the children of Israel. They still did not embrace the God that sent the fire. And he's like, forget you then. Right? Are you following? He wasn't running from Jezebel. You kidding? A true prophet likes confrontation. They're made for that. They're geared for that. They're gifted for that. But Jezebel threatens true prophets. You better not say that from the pulpit. You're going to lose people. You don't have them. You don't have them. See? Hallelujah. You better not say that from the rotunda. You'll not get reelected. Are you following this? That Jezebel spirit. See, Jezebel threatens true prophets. Chapter 21, 1 Kings 21. Hang with me. Verse 5, because I'm going to need your agreement at the end of this. Well, not really. I got to do what I got to do, but it'd be nice to have your agreement. First Kings 21. Are you there? Put our eyes on verse number 5. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, why is your spirit so sad that you eatest no bread? Now here goes that witchcraft manipulating through emotion spirit. Jezebel is manipulating through emotions. She looks for that. She looks for that. Why? That's an avenue. That's an avenue where she can now supersede the one that is actually in charge. King Ahab's in charge, but he's about to be superseded by Jezebel because Jezebel found in his emotion, in his emotions, a place of entrance. So you got to be careful who you bury your emotions to. See? I remember one time years ago, I was walking through something, and I made the mistake of going to sheep and telling them what I was walking through. And you know how they helped me? They piled it on. Well, I've been wanting to say this anyways, and just beat me down. I'm thinking, and the Lord afterwards said, "What are you doing? Shepherds don't go to sheep. Sheep go to shepherds. Shepherds go to other shepherds. What's wrong with you?" Oh. Hello? Come on now. Because you can't understand as much as you want to try. As many times as some of you might have preached my pulpit, you can't understand that this position. But Jezebel looks for an entrance through that emotional realm, witchcraft. You seeing this? Hallelujah. So she comes up with a plan. 1 Kings 21 and verse 7. "And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, Dost thou not govern the kingdom of Israel? Rise up and party. Let your heart be merry. Eat bread. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth." Now, folks, a vineyard many times represents the church, represents that place. Some ministries even call themselves vineyards, right? And she sees the opportunity to take charge. He could not do it as king. He wanted Naboth's vineyard. He wanted that property. He couldn't do it. There was no laws on the books, even though he was king, that could take that. Because even though he was wicked, he's still in the sight of with God's people. And so that was his inheritance. But see, Jezzy, she don't come from that. She comes from Baal. She comes from a whole another neck of the woods, if you will. And she says, "Hey, what's your problem? Aren't you supposed to be governing all this? You go on and just be king. Let me take care of this." Remember that? Okay, let's see what happens here. So Jezebel, number 7, plans murder. Now, folks, I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of people that come up missing. Epstein. He didn't hang himself. If you think that, right? There's all kinds of people that all of a sudden, they ain't no more. Right? Joan Rivers. Right? Hallelujah. Things like this. Are you following? Hang on. Just hold. My mom used to say, hold your horses. We're going to get there. Are you seeing this? Verse number 11 in that same chapter. "And the men of his city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inhabitants of the city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, and as it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them." False indictments. False indictments. This is what Jezebel does. It's what's going on with President Trump. Now you know that spirit that's behind that. See? Naboth ain't done nothing wrong. He's living out his life. But the government wants a particular piece of property, wants a particular power grab, and they were refused. So she comes up with all these false indictments, so much so that they stone him to death. Murder. Folks, I'm telling you, Jezebel's coming down. She's going to get ate by the dogs here in a minute. Stick with me. Praise the Lord. Verse 14, same chapter. Then they sent to Jezebel saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. Verse 15. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession. Got it. It's all there. And she's in the background. You seeing this? So Jezebel, number 9, possesses land illegally. Well, land doesn't just have to be property. It can be all kinds of illegal things, like illegal aliens. Oh, y'all, see, look at y'all. I asked for an amen and got nothing right there. You do know they're crossing our southern border, possessing land illegally, setting their little tails down on places and ain't moving, and you got that fake president up there sending them money, giving them a credit card, flying them in. It's that spirit. They don't want to come to Kentucky. Too many country boys here packing. I'm just telling you. We know too many backwoods. Don't know what happened to them. Now you see them. Now you don't. No, we just run them out. I wasn't promoting violence. So when God had enough, listen, when God had enough of Jesse, he sent a prophet. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus has had enough of this Jezebel spirit in his church, in this nation. And tonight, what's the date today? 19th of April. Something is about to shift. Hallelujah. Jesse gonna get thrown to the dogs. Well, 1 Kings 21, look at verse 23. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord. Now, how many of you know this would be a thus saith the Lord, different from thus saith Jezebel. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Now, this is Jezebel's prophesied death. Can't escape it. Jezzy, you can't escape it. You can't escape that. God does not take kindly to his people being manipulated, stolen from, lied to, and even murdered. Thank you for that. One under the breath, amen. I'll take it. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, let's fast forward here. Fast forward to 2 Kings. We're coming down the stretch. Second Kings 9. Now, we just saw the prophesied Jezebel death. Now, let's watch the commission of it. 2 Kings 9, verse 7. And you shall smite the house of Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. Verse 10. And the dogs shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. No, you're not going to be, having this big fancy funeral and this legacy where people are getting up and lying, saying how good you were, like they did with Ruth, the Supreme Court Justice. What was her last name? What? Ginsburg? Like they made it out like she was just this wonderful person after person. You kidding? Woman was evil. Come on now. She burning in hell right now. How do you know that? I know that. This ain't no watered down gospel. There is a hell. There's a heaven. And the only way you go into heaven is through the blood of Jesus. That ain't changing. There ain't many ways to heaven. There's no other name given among men whereby you may be saved but the name of Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. If you've been made that way, somebody give a shout or something. Hallelujah! That sounds more like Faith Victory Church. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't going to be nobody to bury her. Ain't going to be nothing left of her. Look at verse 22. 2 Kings 9 and verse 22. Now here comes Jehu on the scene. And it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, what peace? So long as the whoredoms of your mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many. Now watch this. Joram is Jezebel's security team. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How many of you know there's a bunch of those Jezebels that have so much security around them? Walls around their houses, armed guards, but yet they want our border to be open and not do nothing with it. Yet they have a security entourage wherever they go. But I got news for them. God can go right through that security. Joram was Jezebel's security team. And he's going out there. Try to talk this out. And Jehu said, what are you talking about? Peace. Ain't no peace here. As long as your mama operating in that whoredom and witchcraft. I'm telling you, folks, there comes a time. God's a loving God. He's a loving God. But what he won't tolerate is when his people that he loves are being messed with a Jezebel spirit. He has given her a space to repent, and she wouldn't do it. You better get ready, 2024, because the priesthood is rising up. Oh, yeah, we're alive and well. This great army, we're coming together, fitly joined together, bone to bone. God is orchestrating, getting people where they're supposed to be, to hear what they're supposed to hear, to do what they're supposed to do in a time like we're living in. And America has never seen the church like what they're about to see. We're not going to be beat down and defeated. We're not going to be sitting there trying to hide out. We're here to take over for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost coming in here. Thank you, Jesus, my helper. Just showed up. Somebody shout. Boy, I needed that right there. Hallelujah. When Joram saw that Jehu wasn't going to have some little talky talk, talk's over. It's time for prophecy to be fulfilled. Talk is over. It's time for prophecy to be fulfilled. I'm here to tell you, talk is over. It's time for prophecy to be fulfilled. Rise up, church. This is our greatest hour. The glory of the latter house will eclipse the former house. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Petey. Help me out here. Y'all feel that going on in here? God backing me up. Joram thought he'd bring this thing to the peace table. There is no peace to the wicked. And once he saw that Jehu wasn't going to talky talk, talks over, he turned his chariot around and started running. And Jehu, read your Bible, took an arrow, whew, hit him in his back, and the arrow came out his heart. That's what your Bible says. That's Jezebel's security captain. We got a breach in the spirit, in the security here, and Jesse knows it. I said Jesse knows it. Look at verse 30, 2 Kings 9:30. We're closing. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she what? She painted her face and got a real fancy seductive hairdo and looked out her window at what had worked in the past. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still in control. Except one thing, Jesse. There's a thus saith the Lord from a true prophet. There's a thus saith the Lord from a true prophet. That's taking your tail down. Come on, somebody. You are about to see a shift in America. You're about to see a shift in the church like we've been praying for, like we've been standing for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It didn't work. Jezebel's seduction failure. It had worked all of her wicked life. Until a thus saith the Lord came. You seeing this? Oh, let's bring the dogs in. Verse 36. Wherefore they came again and told him, telling Jehu what happened to Jezebel. Remember they threw her out of the window? Remember that? Makeup and all. That pretty hairdo. That low-cut gown. All her little sparkling jewels. I wonder what came out of her mouth as she was falling. Probably cursing God. They told Jehu, wherefore they came again and told him, he said, this is the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant, who? Who? This is the one that's supposed to be dead in 24 hours. Saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. Okay. I've set the stage for what I have to do here. And I know, at the risk of being misunderstood by those viewing or even those of you that are here, all I'm going to do is, under the instruction of the head of the church, I'm going to tell Jezebel, it's done. It's over. It's finished. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, from the position you put me in as a prophet of God, this word you put in me for such a time as this, I speak to that spirit of Jezebel that's been in the church, that's been in the political arena, that's been in the business sectors, in all the universities and all the seven mountains. I speak to that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and I say your time is over. Your time has ended, and I command you in Jesus' name, die in the name of Jesus. Your spiritual influence fails now. Your security system fails now, and in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God. All those that have been affected by that spirit, their eyes are enlightened. They see how they've been held in captivity. And they come running to you, Jesus. I speak it. I release it now in Jesus' name. So be that. Somebody shout. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Ha ha ha! Okay, get ready to hear about it on the news, the real news, right? That's it. You say that's it? That's all. Look. That one young prophet took the message, ran in, said this, and then ran back out. That was it. Did it come to pass? Absolutely. Now, I know when the Lord gives me an assignment, and there it is. Thank you for staying with me on that. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad that's done. Thank you, Lord. When I was arguing with the Lord today about that, he said, you don't realize how many people are going to learn beyond your four walls about that spirit and how your people are going to be safe from that spirit. That makes me feel good that you're protected from that spirit, right? Won't have any effect. It has fallen. Hallelujah! It's done. Finished. Well, I'm hungry. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go eat something. Well, we're going to take up our world outreach offering. This supports our television ministry, plus our radio ministry and our radio station and all that stuff. You need to give an envelope, hold your hand up. The ushers will wait on you. And we keep pumping this out. Give it to Tiffy. She'll do it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Another one bites the dust. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Whew. Phase two continues to move forward, Operation Faith. That's good. Upstairs. Won't be long now. This will be Fellowship Hall. And we'll be meeting in the new sanctuary. Yeah. Debt free. Thank you, Lord. Magnifical. Father, we honor you with our gifts tonight. We thank you, Lord, for that word and what you just released out of this house. And we thank you, Lord God, that the radio and television and internet ministry that you've given us, the books and the music, all of that, continues to flourish, continues to expand. And we sow our seed liberally as a world distribution center to get your word to the ends of the earth. Bless both gift and giver now. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, in a hundredfold accelerated fashion. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Bring it happy.
Hundredfold.
Hallelujah.
100 times multiplied. Hundredfold. 100 times justified. Yeah, I'm believing.
I'm believing.
Receiving.
Hundredfold.
World thinks I'm crazy, don't really care. Not gonna get lazy, gonna get my share. Yeah, I'm believing, receiving, hundredfold.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands, let me bless you. Father, blessings upon these, your precious people, as they go their way. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, I bless them out of the house of the Lord now. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Go in the joy of the Lord. We'll see you Sunday morning, 10:30. Be a blessing.